And first of all, let's start with that tale of two tech companies. NVIDIA, that company coming out, as we said, set to open at a new record here after the company's third quarter numbers, fiscal third quarter numbers, beat estimates $1.17 versus $1.11 that had been estimated by analysts. Record revenue for the company, and the forward forecast is ahead of estimates as well. You see there that revenue beat at $7.1 billion. Fourth quarter revenue, the company says, will be about $7.4 billion. That is ahead of estimates. Basically, what we have been seeing from NVIDIA is the company branching out from some of its core graphics chips into other kinds of businesses, servers, data centers. As we know, crypto, although that sector did not do as well in this current quarter. And of course, we recently talked to CEO Jensen Huang about the metaverse and the opportunities there, Brian Sozzi. But this thing has been such a darling of investors this year.
Yeah, and if my back of the envelope math is correct, NVIDIA will open with a market cap of $740 billion, only about 30% away from being that next trillion-dollar market cap company. I mean, this is what we get from NVIDIA seemingly every single quarter. They're an all-out beast of a company. I mean, the data center business, strong, sales up 55%, gaming revenue up 42%, crypto sales a little under pressure there. Market could absolutely care less. A very bullish conference call by Jensen Huang last night. You have the street out here, no surprise, showering this company with ongoing praise, saying by and large, this was a high quality beat and raise quarter for the company. One analyst noting NVIDIA firing at all cylinders, and that's why you're seeing the stock react accordingly here. Just another big company. And Julie, I can't find something that would stop NVIDIA from reaching that trillion-dollar market cap. This company's on a roll.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because even though that market cap dwarfs the likes of Intel, for example, NVIDIA sales are less. It's just a matter of growth and people betting on growth here. Something else, of course, that has been something of an obstacle for some of the chip makers has been supply, and that's something also that Dan Halley and I touched on in our conversation with Jensen Huang.
It'll take a while for us to be able to see a time when supply exceeds demand. I think that through next year, demand is going to far exceed supply. We don't have any magic bullets in navigating the supply chain. We have the support of all of our suppliers. We're fortunate in that we are multi-sourced. We're fortunate in that our supply chain is quite diverse, and we have our company is quite large.
And that lack of supply may have slightly held back some of the areas of growth in the company in this past quarter, as you heard him there saying that we are not going to see supply exceed demand perhaps through next year. But Saz, it doesn't seem to have been a particular issue for the company this quarter.
Yeah, and Jensen talking a little bit about this on the call last night, Julie, they are saying that they have secured and guaranteed supply for whatever they need. Very large amounts of it was the exact quote by their team. So that perhaps would alleviate any concerns on the street if you were nitpicking this quarter. Another number I have to flag here, $19.2 billion. That's how much cash NVIDIA has on its balance sheet. I mean, the cash balances are starting to swell in NVIDIA, and you have to start wondering, could they be going out there shopping soon for some form of acquisition just to keep this growth really in hyper growth levels?
Well, if we're going to talk about acquisitions, we got to mention that the ARM deal is still not done, right? That's the biggie that's still hanging out there as the FTC is scrutinizing whether indeed NVIDIA can complete that acquisition of ARM. That's something that Huang also commented on in our conversation with him and said, you know what, get the deal or not, NVIDIA is going to power forward.